You are listening to the community here on 660 AM, The Answer, The Word, 100.7 FM. My name is Gordon Griffin. In this segment of the community, we're going to be talking with customer service executive and author of the new book, Blueprint for Customer Obsession. His name's Marbu Brown. You can learn more about Marbu and his new book, Blueprint for Customer Obsession, at customerobsession.net. It's also available on Amazon. According to the new CNBC All-America Economic Survey, it will be the most cautious holiday shopping season since 2013, with 41% of Americans saying they plan to spend less than last year. With consumer confidence falling and satisfaction with the major online retailers even declining, the question comes up, is this the perfect time for that candy shop on the corner to win your business? So we talk with Marbu Brown here on the community in this segment. Hi, how are you? We really appreciate your time this afternoon, Marbu, in this segment of the community. It is, you know, when you look around, I don't know, for the first time in two or three years, I feel and I sense the holiday season, that it's Christmas, that you can hear, it seems like there's an uptick, that people seem to be genuinely excited about this season after what we've been through with COVID and some of the other things. But I look around, too, and I also see that maybe small and medium-sized businesses are getting a jolt from all this. How do small businesses know what potential customers actually want?
Well, look, you know, the great thing about small businesses is that when people get started, they have a great connection with their customers, right? Mm-hmm. And so they have the opportunity, when the businesses are not very large, they have the opportunity to really tap into the things that are most important to their customers. Not just the products, but also how those folks are treated when they come into the business, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm. Folks are looking for businesses to really welcome them, make them feel cared for, make them feel valued. They're really looking for the businesses to do that for them.
Yeah.
And, you know, that goes a really long way in delivering for them.
Well, you know, don't get me wrong, because I love shopping online, but there just seems to be something about when you go to a small business and they really care about everything you seem to care about, and they care about you as a customer, and they want to do everything they can. And in fact, you describe customer obsession is the secret sauce that has fueled some of the world's most beloved brands, levels of playing field when small businesses do it right. And I can't tell you the number of times I've had such an enjoyable experience. What is the difference between being customer obsessed and, say, the good old line or tag customer service?
Well, look, customer service is usually dealing with a customer when something has gone wrong and there's a need to fix it. And let me tell you, that's a great opportunity to really do something special for your customer, right?
Yeah.
But customer obsession doesn't only think about it when something goes wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Customer obsession goes, you know, through the entire experience. What is the shopping experience like? What is the delivery experience like? What is each aspect of that experience like for the customer? And they obsess over that because they want to make every part of that experience great for the customer. What's the checkout experience like for the customer? All of those different pieces, because all of them have something to do with the experience that you know, the customer has when all is said and done. And so customer obsessed companies obsess over every part of that, including customer service, if they happen to have something that goes wrong that needs to be addressed. But I'll tell you one more thing about customer obsession. Look, the businesses that are obsessed about their customers, they take actions, they make investments, mm-hmm, right? They adopt policies, even when they can't connect all the dots to their own financial benefit, they adopt policies that are in the customer's favor. And what happens is, over the long run, every company that has done that has always found that it actually turned out to be to their financial advantage way more than they ever even imagined.
Wow.
right? Yeah.
I want to come back to, you've got a website, too, that also will address many of these things, too, as well, that we may or may not get to in this segment. But I think about all the moms and pops in my area. Is it easier for mom and pop shops to become customer obsessed? Is it easier?
Well, let me tell you, the short answer is yes. Look, when businesses become larger and larger, they become a little bit more disconnected, right, from the customer, or they have the potential to become disconnected from the customer. Now, I will tell you that there are big businesses that have gotten it right, and they still stay strongly connected with their customers. But when the business is smaller, and you can disseminate the information to the customers, and to the employees, more personally, more directly, and you can watch over what's going on in the space, then it's possible for you to actually drive the principles of customer obsession into that business a little better. Let me give you an example of something. I'm going to use a big business, but that kind of takes a small business idea, right? So Chick-fil-A is a reasonably large size business. But you know, one thing that makes it a little bit different than some of the other companies out there that are in a similar kind of business is that the folks who are, I'm going to call them quote unquote franchisees, they usually are not allowed to have no more than a single store or maybe two. And part of the reason for that is because they want the owner operators to be physically present in those stores, modeling the behavior that they want their employees to be, delivering to the customers. And so that creates that kind of a personal, almost a mom and pop shop type of a feel for how that business is operated, right? And so similar kind of idea when you think of a mom and pop shop that, yes, they would be able to, in some ways do this better sometimes than big businesses are.
So I think about, Marbu, the somewhat different climate that we have this year when it comes to shopping at all. Are the holidays the perfect time to make customers fall in love with you?
Well, absolutely. Look, let me tell you, I think it was Maya Angelou who said that, people will forget what you said. They'll forget what you did, but they'll never forget how you made them feel. Right.
Yeah.
And so when you think about, this time of year, is ripe with life moments that give people and life moments that really make for long-term memories, if you will, right?
Yeah, right.
And so these are the times when businesses show up for their customers in key life moments, it's a very long-lasting type of emotional connection. And so, yes, it is a perfect time for businesses to think about how can they show up for their customers when that customer is trying to pick out that, special gift, when that customer is trying to create that, special moment. All of those kinds of things, those are opportunities for businesses at this time of year to make emotional connections with their customers that will last a lifetime, if you will.
Well, and it would seem like, too, that consumers are pretty savvy. They can see through all this. I mean, if they've been shopping online or other ways of doing this, it would seem that consumers can see right through this or companies and know that this place may be worthy of my time and attention and money. This place may not be. Is that a true statement?
Well, yes. Look, let me tell you that the companies who get this right, they create viral moments that people post about. So you're going to see some of those out there. They create a lot of word of mouth buzz that you will find people telling their friends and family about. You know, they are the ones who generate great reviews. So, look, there's a lot of, signals out there that customers can get that will tell them this is a place that is really worthy of me doing business with, or it's one that's not really worthy of me doing business with, right? And so, it's good for folks to do their homework. Look at those reviews. You know, check out social media, talk to friends and family, coworkers, acquaintances, you know, and really, you can even sense the vibe of the business. If you're shopping in person, you can sense the vibe of the business even when just when you walk in, and you can tell whether that's a place that's worthy of your business.
We have just a short time left, Marbu, in this segment of the community, but when we think about the times that we're in, I would think that being customer obsessed is critical for businesses right now, and mom and pop shops can secure local loyal customers this way too, right?
Absolutely. And let me say something. You know, I sometimes say that customer obsession is how small businesses become big businesses, right?
Right.
You know, there's a company out there called Zappos. Zappos went from, like, you know, an $8 million business to $1 billion business over a six-year period.
Yeah.
Right? And they became the largest retailer of shoes on the internet. Amazon couldn't beat them at their own game, so Amazon bought them, right?
Right.
I mean, they still operate pretty much like an independent business, but that's how they became a big business, through customer obsession. Chewy sells, you know, pet supplies.
Sure. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
In 5 years, they went from a zero start to being the largest retailer of pet food on the internet.
Wow.
Also, again, you know, beating Amazon in this category. My point is that when companies focus on the customer, when they obsess over their customers, it's how small businesses become big businesses, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so the mom and pop shops that are out there should be thinking about this notion of, how do I obsess over my customers, right? How do I take those measures, make those investments, adopt those policies, take those actions, sometimes that will not even look like it's going to make economic sense for me, but in the long run, it's going to wind up paying me back way more than I ever imagined.
Yeah.
Because when you obsess over the customer, it pays off.
Well, that's what I hang on to, is that you're thinking long term, long run, because anybody can think short term, and that's what exactly you'll get. Marbu Brown is our guest in this segment, and I want to mention his site here real quick. It's Customer Obsession. That's real simple. CustomerObsession.net. You can find out more there. On Marbu and about what we've been talking about as well. But Marbu, thanks so much for joining us here.
Hey, before we wrap up, can I just also mention that I've recently published a book that, you know, outlines all the things that I've been talking about in detail. It's called Blueprint for Customer Obsession.
Uh-huh.
And that's available on Amazon.com. And, you know, if folks want to know more about what I've been talking about, they can certainly pick up a copy of Blueprint for Customer Obsession on Amazon.com, and all the things that I've been detailing will be found in there.
Well, that is perfect, sir. Thank you so much for joining us here in this segment. We really appreciate your time, and have a happy holiday.
And the same to you, and I really appreciate you having me on.